And now ubo edim. Now edim come. So the look is like this. Rashi ubo edim. That when you swore, really was by you. Lechayiv kefil. Therefore, for the first shvua now, you chayiv kefil. Because you were toyin tain is ganav, and really you have it, you chayiv kefil. For hodar hoyde iyu abas raisa. And the case is, then you admitted to the second shvua that you swore false, that you said it was lost, and really it wasn't lost. For hoyde abas raisa, the Gemara says, this is the case. So again, you made your two shvuas here. On the first one, Adam came, was machayiv you kefil. On the second shvua, you yourself admitted that you swore false. So what's the locha? All right, turn over. What's the locha mai? Mo min amachayavte keifel poitri min achaymish voi chayiv leyelech feila. Is it the fact you have to pay keifel your potter from chaymish here also? Since because of the first shvua that you return tainas ganef, you have to pay keifel. So if so, you're potter from paying chaymish. Here also you'd be potter from paying chaymish. Oy dilma maybe shvua hamachayavte keifel potrosim min achaymish. It's not that because of the payment of keifel, but it's the shvua. When can a shvua be mechayiv you chaymish? If the shvua is not mechayiv you kefil, because if the shvua is mechayiv you kefil, then the shvua can't be mechayiv you chaymish. But for her, in our case here, shvua bas raisa. Here, you know why we want you to pay chaymish, because of the second shvua. Hoyo deloika mechayiv lekfela. The second shvua that you swore false, you said it was lost, and really was not lost. Now that shvua is not mechayiv you kefil, because on a tainus ovad you don't become a ganav. You don't have to pay that kefil. So maybe such a shvua tichayiv chumsha. Maybe in such a case you have to pay back chaymish. So in such a case we made two shvuas sheker. The first one was with edim on gnevi. You have to pay kefil for that. The second one you'll have to be meisiv chaymish. So this person will have to pay back kefil, chaymish, and a korban asham. That's the suffix. Would you have to pay or not? Oh, my Rabbi says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Oh, my liyechud minashuk. If you said to somebody in the street, Oh, my liyechud minashuk. Heichin shari. You go to somebody and say, where is my shor? Listen, I gave you my shor to watch. Where is it? Shegun after. Hey, no, forget. Heichin shari shegun after. Where's my shor that you stole? Hey, some chosh that you stole my shor. Or maybe we knew about it. It was Eidim ready that you made a geneva. So I come and say, where is it? For why not? No, without Eidim. Stam. Ech, again. You go over to someone in the street and say, Heichin shara sheganafta. Where's my ox that you stole from me? He answers back, Loiganafti. What are you talking about? I didn't steal it from you. So swear it to me that you didn't steal it. The person says, okay, amen, I swear I did not steal it. And then Adam come and tell us, we have Adis, that he really made the Maisa Ganevam. The locher is Misham Tashtumi Kefil. He has to pay Kefil. We caught him. He's a regular Ganef here. He has to pay that Kefil. Let's say no, the ganav admitted to himself, he admitted by himself after he swore false. He came to Bez and said, you know what, I admit that I swore false. Really, I have the ganava. Then the locher is poshid, mishala and kerim v'chaymish v'yosham. That's a regular case when you swore false on experience mamin, and then you yourself admit that you have to pay kerim v'chaymish v'yosham. Now, for yehocha edim u'de mechayiv lekfela. Here edim is mechayiv and kefil. We say now, when does he have to pay chaymish? Only if he admits himself. But if he would admit, after Edim came with mechayvim kefil, he's potter from chaymish. The question is why? If you're going to tell me the reason why when there's a chiyuv kefil, you don't pay chaymish, is because of the shvua. If the shvua has to be mechayiv you kefil, then that shvua can't be mechayiv you chaymish. So over here, amai hoyde ach edim loy. How come over here, if you admit after the edim that you're potter from chaymish? Because over here, since edim came first and said we know that you made the geneva, now why does he have to pay that kefil? Because of the edim, not because of his first shvua. So the shvua was not mechayiv and kefil. So now when he comes himself and admits that he swore false, let the shvua be mechayiv mechaymish. If you tell me the only reason why it's not mechayiv mechaymish with a shvua is because a shvua that's mechayiv you kefil can't be mechayiv you chaymish, here the shvua is not what's mechayiv you kefil. It's the eidim that's mechayiv you kefil. And still we see you don't pay back the chaymish. So here it's a proof that it's halacha in the payment.
that whenever you have a payment of kefil, we're not mechayiv you a chaymish. So Mar says loy, no, michti, let's see. Hai shvua, loyko mechayiv alay kfevel. Mar, no, then. Nechaymish, amai hoyda acharei, no, this is all part of Kasha. Amai hoyda acharei dim loy, why do you say if he admits after the edim? That he's potter from chaymish, michti, let's see. Hai shvua, loyko mechayiv alay kfevel. This shvua was not mechayiv him kefil, it was the edim that was mechayiv him kefil. If so, techayiv chumsha. So why don't we say the shvua is mechayiv him chaymish? Ela lav el mamhir is a proof shmamina momen ha mechayiv kefil potrosim in achaymish shmamina. Here it's a proof that the side of that gemara was whenever you have to pay back twice kefil, that patis you from chaymish. The Torah only says keren for chaymish, but any time you have a chiyuv to pay back kefil, that patis you from chaymish. Not because there's no shvua. Even in a case when there's a shvua here that was not mechayiv you kefil, edim or mechayiv you kefil, but once you have a chiyuv to pay that kefil, that's what frees you from the chaymish. Boy Ravina, Ravina asked a question like this: Chaymish ukfeiloi betray gavri mai. What's going to be if there's one person has to pay back to two different people? One person has to pay back a kefil, and to one person has to pay back a chaymish. Trey, gentlemen, chumsha kfeila betray gavri mai. Hechidom, what's the case? Kagoyin shemosa shoyro lishnei bnei yodim. You gave over your shor to two people. V'tornu boy tainis ganef, and both of them said back, you know what? It was stolen from us. Chad nishma voida. One of these two people swore false, and then he admitted that he swore false. V'chad nishma bo edim, and the second one that swore also that it was stolen, he didn't admit, but rather edim came. Mai, what's the luck in this case? Me, I mean, do we say bechad gavras only? Well, one person kopet rachmona le mishalom chumsha bekvela. One person can't pay back both. But high over here, high mishalom kvela, the one person that does not admit it, so the edim is mechayim to pay back kefil. For high, but the second person that admitted first, mishalom chumsha, maybe he has a chiyuv to pay back chaymish. Or duma, maybe no. Allah yuchad memoina kopet rachmona. Le maisa, they're both paying back because of one maisa geneva. It was one like Shomer here. There's one Bala Bikodin here. It's like one money. And the Torah was makbid the loy nishalom ala chumsha kfeila. Because of one maisa, you can never have a chiyuv to pay back chaymish and a kefil, even though they're two different people. V'ochinam michad amayinu here also, it's one money. Even though it's again two different people, but it's one maisa shmir here. Take when this we have a good suffix. In such a case, either both have to pay or not, here the Gemara obliged by a suffix. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough two chesam out in the middle. If I do that, boy, Rav Popo, Rav Popo has to shout like this: Trei chumshi oy trei kfeili dechad gavra. What's going to be if one person has to pay two times kefil or two times chaymish? Does he have to pay it or not? My, what's the case? What's the law? The Mar says, "Hey, you don't know what's the case." The case could be like this: She toyin tainis ova. He was a shomer, and the owner said, "Where is it?" He said, "It was lost." V'nishpa, and he swore false for Haida, and then he himself admitted that he swore false. So the locher is he has to pay keren chaymish and a korban oshem. V'chazav v'tayin tanis over. Then it happened a second time that the owner said where is it, and he denied. He said it was lost. V'nishpa, and then he swore a second time that he swore that it was really lost. For Haida, and then he agrees again that he swore false a second time. So now the shailah is he should have to pay two times chaymish. That's the question, does the person have to pay two times chaymish or not? More than one keren, he can't. It's the only question, he has to give back the shor. The question is, does he have to pay back chaymish or not? Twice. Inami, a second suffix could be like this. Inami could go in, shetoyin tain is ganiv, v'nishpa. He was a shomer, and they timed against him, when the owner said, where is it? So the shomer said, listen, it was stolen from me. V'nishpa. And the shomer swore that it was stolen. Obo, edim, and then edim came. And so now that edim came, that's called turn time is ganef. You have to pay kefil. V'chazer happened a second time now. V'chazer v'turn time is ganef. When the owner said, "No, give it to me already," the shomer said, "Listen, it was stolen again." V'nishba, and the shomer swore a second time. Obo edim, and edim came now a second time. My, what's the law? Mi arminu do we say? Shrei gavli m'moyin akomer achmono. Loi nishtamu iloi. The person can't pay two different types of mamon. He can't pay. But chadlam, And here it's called one case. So it's trei gav mamayna, kam rachmon le nishkam lo iloi, chad mamayna, vokha chad gav nahu. Yes, look like this. When me, I mean, trei gav mamayna, kam rachmon said, you can't pay two different types of money, you don't have to pay. Eloi chad mamayna, vokha chad gav nahu. Here it's one type though. In other words, before we had, when you pay kef, you don't have to pay chaymish. So you don't have to pay a second type of the tashlum, it's different than the first one. But maybe twice of the same type you do have to. So maybe here you would have to pay two times kef. Or maybe you would have to pay two times chaymish. Or do it, maybe no. The Torah still says you don't have to pay twice on one type of mamon. Vochinam here also. There's two types of payments over one shore. You wanted to pay kefil twice, or you wanted to pay chaymish twice over one shor, so that you can't do. That's the topic. That's what we had a lacha before, that you don't pay chaymish and kefil. Is it only you don't pay twice, two different types, but the same type you could pay twice? Or maybe no, even the same type, two kefils or two chaymish, you don't have to pay the same money. That's the topic. Tomorrow says Toshma coming here. The Oma Rovo Vidash in the Posik Bechamishi Soi Yosef Olov, that means Hatoira Ritzo Chamisha Tarbe Le Keren Achat, that by one Keren, if you swear false a few times, you have to pay many a Chaimish. It's possible to have to pay more than once. So Shmamina, here is the proof that you could pay the same type of payment twice. You could pay two, three, four, five Chaimish. It's only you don't pay a Chaimish and a Kefil. But you see, each one separately, it could be you have to pay twice, say Nechanami. In our case deal, we have to pay two times Kefil, or two times Chaimish, you would have to pay. Now the more so like this. Tavu Bailam L'Shoimer. The Bailam asked the Shoimer, knew where's my Shor? And he was a Shoimer Chinam. V'Nishpa. And the Shoimer swore that it was Nigna. Shoimer Chinam swore that it was Nigna. But V'Shilam, then he decided to pay. Even though by swearing he's free, still the Shomer decided to pay the owner the money for the Shomer. Then the Hukra Ganav, later on we found the Ganav. So now that we found the Ganav has to pay Kefil. The question is, Kefil to me. Who does the Ganav have to pay the Kefil to? In other words, the Shomer itself for sure goes back to the original owner. The question, does the Kefil go to the Shomer, or does the Kefil go to the original owner? It's like this. Abaye Romer Abaye says, or Fakir, I mean, since the Shomer already paid the Keren, Savada, the Keren goes to the Shomer. The question is, the kefil, who does the kefil go to? Sabayi Roma Labala Pikodin. Abayi says it goes back to the owner. The kefil goes to the owner. Rova Mano Lemisha Pikodin Esley goes to the Shomer. You have to pay the kefil to the Shomer. Why? Abayi Roma Labala Pikodin. It goes back to the owner. Kivon the Atrecha B'Shvua. Since the Shomer made the owner swear, and as he made the Bailam, he didn't admit right away and pay. But the Shomer first made a Shvua. Like we'll soon see the Gemara in Bava Metzi in Amafkid. There's such a svara that the owner sometimes gives the kefil to the shomer. But over here, since the shomer first made him go through a shvua, the owner does not give him the kefil. That's what Abayi says. Rav Amar Rava says, Lemi shapikodin etzle. No, the kefil, the ganav has to pay the kefil to the shomer. Why? Kivu the shilem. Since the shomer by himself paid. Again, what happened here? He was a shomer chinam. And really it was stolen from him. The Shomer Chinam is Potter. And he swore that it was stolen from him. But then he decided on his own to pay the owner. Listen, I feel bad for you, I'll pay you. So Rav holds, once the Shomer pays the owner to Svaro, keep in the Shilam Makna like Trelo, that the owner right now is Makna back the Kefil to the Shomer. In a case that we will find the Ganef and it will be Kefil, the Kefil goes to the Shomer. Ayat Zadav Shor Abol Yerlam, that's what Rav Amitir talks about it. He's knocked him right before, he gives him the Shor right now, the truth of that. So the Gemara says now, "V'kamiflegi b'diukah the matzitzen." Abaye and Rava both argue in the diuk in the Mishnah above Mitzia and this Mishnah above Maskid. The Tanan, we learned at the beginning of the third parak in above Mitzia, "Hamaskid eitzachavei rebeim akelim." If you give your friend to watch an animal or kelim, you made him a shomer chinam. V'nignavu oishe avdu, it was stolen from the shomer or it was lost from him. That really the shomer is potter. But shilain the yod the shomer by himself right away said, "You know what? I'll pay you for it." And he doesn't want to swear, he pays right away. Because really the halacha is, really if the Shomer Chinam wanted to, all he could do is just swear that it was stolen and he potter. But instead of swearing, he went right away and he paid the owner. In such a case, what's the halacha? Nimsa haganef, if we do find the ganef later, mishalem tashlume kefil, that the ganef has to pay kefil. Tofach ha-mochor, if the ganef made a tzvicha or mchira, mishalem tashlume abad ha-chamisha. But lemihu mishalim, who does the ganef have to pay the kefil, or the dal v'heitu, lemi shafakot the netzloi. He has to pay to the shomer. That's the Mishnah of Maskid, that the owner was Maskid the Kfeiloi to the Shomer, since the Shomer did him a teva and paid him right away. Mishnah got a Metzloi. Now, Nishvav Leros Leshalim, let's say the Shomer just decided to swear that it was stolen and he didn't pay. The Nimsa Ganef, and then we find the Ganef, to them Shita, Mishan Tashlume Kefal, that the Ganef has to pay Kefal. Who does the ganav have to pay to? Lebala pikodin. Shiti has to pay back to the owner. Since the shomer just freed himself with the shvua, did not pay the owner, so pshita, the kefal, or the dalvei goes to the owner. That's what the Mishnah says in the market. So now, Abaye daik meresha and Rova daik misaisa. What does that mean? Abaye daik meresha. Abaye makes this from the beginning of the Mishnah. The Katani says over there, Shilain, for Leirotzali Shava, if the Shomer pays the money and does not swear, that's when the Shomer gets the Kefal. So Dik is time of the Leirotzali Shava, only because the Shomer did not go through a Shvua. But